We're studying the laws of Birkat HaKeshet, the laws of making a beracha on a rainbow, which sources from Gemara Berachot Perek Tishi'i. The Gemara says that if one sees a rainbow in the sky, he makes a beracha with Shem Malchut, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Zocher HaBerit Ne'eman BeBrito VeKayam BeMa'amaro. This beracha is made even if you see part of the rainbow. It's not necessarily to see the whole arch, because the beracha is really made that you're thanking Borei Olam that he's not destroying the world. The logic being that God promised Noah that he's not going to bring another flood in the world, and the sign of that covenant was through the rainbow. So when you see a rainbow, it's actually an ominous sign. That's why the Gemara says in Hagigah, one should really not stare at the rainbow. God forbid it can cause blindness, Chas v'Shalom, because it is a manifestation of the Shekhinah. But one has to look at it quickly before he does make the beracha, even if he sees only part of it, because like I said again, he's thanking Borei Olam for the fact that he's keeping his covenant with us and he's not destroying the world. The question is asked in halakha, is it permissible to inform somebody about a rainbow? Is it permissible to tell somebody, oh, there's a rainbow outside? According to the Mishnah Berura, and also brought down in the Kaf HaHayim, it's forbidden. One should not inform somebody about a rainbow based on the Pasuk Motse Diba Kesilu, that somebody that tells another Jew bad news is a Kesil, he's a fool. He's not supposed to tell people, God forbid, negative information. Based on the fact that the rainbow is a sign of destruction, and it's just God is holding himself back because of his berit, because of his word, so it would be bad news. However, Hakam Uvadya, and also the Birkat Hashem, Chronon Levracha, based on a Sefer Batei Kehuna, write that it is permissible to tell people about a rainbow, and it's a mitzvah, because you're going to make them do a mitzvah of making the beracha, and also you're going to cause them to make teshuvah. The purpose of the rainbow is there's trouble in the world. So therefore you're going to tell somebody about the rainbow, it'll give them motivation to make teshuvah. So therefore the halakha, it is permissible to tell others about a rainbow in order to get them to make teshuvah and make the beracha. Again, the beracha is a three-part beracha. Zocher HaBerit, God, you remember the covenant that you made with Noah. The Ne'eman BeBrito, you're loyal to that covenant. The Kayam BeMa'amaro, and even without the covenant, you would have kept your word that you said you're not bringing a flood, even without the sign. So Borei Olam doesn't need to give us signs that we trust him, but he did anyway, in order that we should know when Borei Olam is actually angry with us or not. So the rainbow, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but it's actually a negative sign.